Okay, so the next bracha is the bracha that's called Birchas Haminim, that starts V'lam Alshinim Alti Yisikva. This bracha was established connected the Minim, the Apikursim, that don't believe in Hashem, and in addition to their own not believing in Hashem, they try to turn us away from learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, try to persuade us against our belief and our kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs. It became the 12th bracha in Shemayna Esrei, put it here on, after Hashiva Shevteinu Kavari Shayna, but chronologically this is really the 19th bracha in Shemayna Esrei, because really what happened was the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla were Mesakin Shemayna Esrei, which means 18, they were Mesakin 18 brachas, and many, many years later, 500 years after the original Shemayna Esrei was established, this was already after the Churban Bayi Sheni, when Klal Yisrael was in a place called Yavne, there was a yeshiva in Yavne. So Rav Gamliel Hasheni was the Rosh Yeshiva there in Yavne, and he decided that at that time there was a need to make a special bracha against the Minim. The Rambam tells us about this in Hilchas Tefila. In the beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchas Tefila, the Rambam says that in the times of this Rav Gamliel, there was an increase in Apikursim, and this was the time where there was a big widespread the Tamidim of Tzadok and Baisus, called the Tzedukim and the Baisusim. This was the time of the early Christians, and they were persecuting Klal Yisrael Beguf, and in addition to that, they told on us to the Roman government. They used to snitch on us, and the Roman government was obviously great anti-Semites, and because of that, Rabbi Gamliel felt, as the Rambam says, that Shezu Gedoyla Mikol Tzarchei B'nei Adam. This was as important, if not more important, than all the tzrachim that we ask. We ask for das, we ask for tshuva, we ask for pranasa. But just as important, if not more important, is something that was a threat to the entire Yiddishkeit, to our entire faith of the Jewish people. And therefore, Rav Gamliel felt that a bracha had to be established and instituted keneged the minim. And the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, tells us that it wasn't Rabbi Gamliel himself who made the Nusach HaBracha. Rabbi Gamliel asked around if there's any of the Chachamim who are capable of making a Bracha connected to the Minim. And it says in the Gemara there in Bracha, Staf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who stood up. He was in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Gamliel Hasheni. Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan got up and he was misakin. It's very interesting. Very interesting fact that it was Shmuel HaKatan Bedavka who made this addition to the Shemayna Esrei, who formulated the Birchas Aminim. And I heard once a very nice pshat in a Pirkei Avos shir that Rabbi Belsky was giving in Camp Agudah, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, who we've quoted a number of times already. So he said over in a Pirkei Avos shir a very interesting insight, and since then I've seen it in the name of Rav Huttner, and I believe in the name of others, that Vasep is Shmuel HaKatan. Why Dafka Shmuel HaKatan was the one who said that he was capable of writing Birchas Aminim? And they explained it based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak, Mishnah Chav Dalet, that says like this: Shmuel HaKatan Oimer. Shmuel HaKatan says, "Binfal Oyivcha Al Tismach." When your enemies fall, don't be so happy. Binfal Oyivcha Al Tismach. That's what Shmuel HaKatan used to say. And the obvious question on the Mishnah is that is verbatim a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, if you want to know where the pasuk is, it's in Perachav Dalad, pasuk Yud Zayin in Mishlei, and it says in Mishlei that pasuk Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ben follow Yivcha al tismach." Don't be happy when your enemies fall. So here comes Shmuel HaKatan, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and says, "Shmuel HaKatan, Oimer ben follow Yivcha al tismach." Very nice. So all the pasukim in Mishlei are important. So what happens that he said this pasuk? So the Mefarshim explained that whenever it says that in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shmuel HaKatan Oimer, or this person Hoya Oimer, what it means is that this was Margula Bapume, this was his battle cry. He used to live with this, he used to darshan about this, he lived by this principle. Binfola Yivchal Tismach, this is a pasuk that you shouldn't just read through as you're reading Mishlei and teach the words. Binfola Yivchal Tismach, this is what Shmuel HaKatan said, was a very important yisoid in life, and he lived by this principle. And therefore, it was very appropriate for Shmuel HaKatan to establish the Birchas Haminim. Because when we have, this is a tefillah, a very unique tefillah that we're davening for the destruction of people, that the Minim who hurt Klal Yisrael, who hurt the faith of the Jewish people, they should be destroyed and cut down. So we needed someone who doesn't have any personal cheshbonus and any personal sinner. Someone had to be misaki the Birchas HaMinim totally because of the love, out of the love and concern of Klal Yisrael, and the desire to protect the faith of Klal Yisrael. So someone who had to make it with all the proper kavanas lishma, Shmuel HaKatan was the most appropriate person to make it. He was called HaKatan, he was very humble, he held himself very small, and in addition to his general humility, he specifically lived with this principle of Benfolo Yivcha al Tismach, and if that's the case, he was the one who felt he could make a bracha keneged apikursim, not because he hated them and he wanted them to be destroyed because of his own personal hatred, but actually on behalf of Klal Yisrael for the safety, we should say, of the Ruchnius and Gashmius of Klal Yisrael, that he was able to be misakin this bracha. Okay, so that is a little bit the historical background of the bracha, and now the nusach of the bracha starts. V'lam al shinim al tihisikva. Lam al shinim, to be malshin, means to snitch, to slander on people. So v'lam al shinim al tihisikva, to the people who snitch on Klal Yisrael, there should not be any hope. Al tihisikva, there shouldn't be any hope. V'chol harisha kirega toivet, all the wickedness kirega toivet should disappear kirega in an instant. That's the nusach that we say here. All the risha means the bad, the wickedness, kerega toiveit, should disappear in a rega, in a second, in one instant. So it's very interesting, this line, kol risha kerega toiveit. Originally, when Shmuel HaKatan made up the Birchas HaMinim, it says, his nusach was, v'chol HaMinim kerega yoveidu. All the minim, all the apikursim, should be destroyed right away. That is in truth what the Nusach Svart says. Nusach Svart says, Chol HaMinim Kerega Yevedu. And the bracha is called Birchas HaMinim. Somebody asked me this morning, well, why is it called Birchas HaMinim if it doesn't mention the minim inside of it? The answer is, originally it did say, but the bracha started, V'lam HaShinim Al Teisikva, V'chol HaMinim Kerega Yevedu. It was a bracha that all the minim should be destroyed. However, the Christian censors got to this bracha, and they obviously did not find favor in the nusach. The nusach did not find favor in their eyes, I should say, when it says v'chol haminim kerega yevedu. And this is because of a very interesting piece of history, that the word min, the Christian leaders, whatever, the censors, they always felt that the word min was a rashi tevis for ma'amine yeshu noitzri, people who believe in Yashka. Ma'amine Yeshu Naitzi, that's Mem Yud Nun. Yeshu Naitzi was the way they referred to Yashka. So they always thought when we had anything against the Minim, and when we spoke about this Min and that Min, V'chol HaMinim Kerega Yevedu, we meant it was a specific attack on the Christians. Ma'amine Yeshu Naitzi, that was like our Rashi Tevis. They knew that we worked with Rashi Tevis. So they felt that it wasn't true. That's not what Min stood for. Min means an apikiris, someone who doesn't believe in Hashem and tries to bring other people to his to his opinion and his faith, but because they didn't like that, they didn't like the word minim, and therefore we had to alter the nusach, and therefore it became v'chol harisha kerega toivet. Now lemaisa, the nusach svar put it back in kol haminim kerega yevedu. They kept the original nusach. However, the Vilna Gaon says, it's brought down in the Oitzer Tfila Siddur, in a parish called Iyun Tfila, which we've quoted before as well. The Iyun Tfila and the Oitzer Tfila Siddur, he brings it to Vilna Gaon, says that it's okay that it was switched to V'chol HaRisha Kerega Toivein, because V'chol HaRisha means we're not talking about the people, we're talking about the wickedness. Kol HaRisha, the badness, the wickedness of these people, Kerega Toivein, and it's better to daven that their wickedness should go away, that the people should do tshuva and not hurt Klal Yisrael, rather than davening that they should die. And he bases this on a Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that there were people who were bothering Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir davened that they should, or he was going to daven that they should be destroyed, and Rabbi Meir's wife, what was the name of Rabbi Meir's wife? No, Bruria, right? So Rabbi Meir's wife Bruria said, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Yitamu Chata'im min Haaretz. And Chata'im could be translated to mean the sins. The Averis should be removed and destroyed from the world. Not the Chaitim. It doesn't say Yitamu Chaitim, the sinners. It says the sins. So it's better to daven that the people should do tshuva and not bother you than to daven that they should be eradicated from the world totally. So Boi Rachmi Yilavayu Dilihadju B'tshuva. And she told her husband, Samusir, you should daven that they should be Chayzer B'tshuva. Don't daven that they should be destroyed. And Rameir listened to her, and he davened that they were chayzer b'tshuva v'kachava. So therefore, we daven. He says that you shouldn't say, the way he brings down from the Goyin is that you shouldn't say v'chol oisei risha kerega yevedu, that the ones who do bad should be yevedu. V'chol risha kerega toyved, the wickedness itself should be destroyed. There is an advantage to that nusach, even though again the original nusach was v'chol aminim kerega yevedu. But if we say v'chol risha kerega toyved, he says there's an advantage to that nusach that we're davening. We're davening that the Risha should be destroyed. We have a similarity in a similar thing to this in Yom Nairam, right? We say V'chol HaRisha Kula Ka'ashan Techla, right? V'chol HaRisha Kula means all the wickedness. That's what Risha means. It doesn't mean the bad people. It means the badness inside the people. And we'll see what it might mean according to the original Nusach. V'chol HaMinim Kerega Yevedu. But when we say V'chol HaRisha Kerega Toivet, the Gaon says, and that's what Nusach Ashkenaz is basing on, that this concept of V'chol HaRisha Kerega Toivet, we're davening against the wickedness. The wickedness should go away, but not necessarily that the people should die. Adrabah, let them do tshuva, and that will be even better. Derech Agav, once we mentioned that Gemara and Brachas that says that you should daven that they should do tshuva, and not daven that they should die, there's a famous question there of the Marsha. I'll share with you an interesting shtickel. The Marsha asks over there, how is it possible in the world to daven that someone else should do tshuva? And the Gemara and Brachas tells us on Daf Lamed Gimel, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yerei Shamayim. Yerushimayim, that's another Gemara, Chutz Mitzirim Pachim. But the Gemara Bracha says, HaKobi Deshamayim, Chutz Mitzirim, Yerushimayim, you have to come to on your own. Yerushimayim is something that's your own Bechira. So how could you daven that someone else should do tshuva? If you want to daven that the bad people should die, fine, that's a tefillah. You want to daven that they should do tshuva, how could you daven that they do tshuva? And the Masha discusses that there, yeah? So the Masha says there, to daven of that yourself, that you yourself should do tshuva, so then that's already, your davening itself is already your first step. It shows your desire to do tshuva. So haboli tayar misayin oisoi. So then already the fact that you daven is gufa, the explanation how you could daven, because you're starting it off. But to daven for someone else who's not inspired to do tshuva, he doesn't want to do tshuva. But I'm davening that they should have an inspiration of tshuva, so how could that happen? The Masha adds that point, that for yourself it's taka different. But there's a piece of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igris Moshe. Someone sent him a tshuva, a shaila with a lot of different pratim, and this is one of his shailas that he says to him. Not a halacha shaila, but how could you have such a tefillah? It's an Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalet in the Igris Moshe, Simen Mem, I believe. Yeah, Simen Mem, and Ois Yud Gimel. Bunch of different shailas unrelated there. So Noisib Gimel, the 13th point there in Ramosha's Tshuva, so he says that the Pshat in this Gemara that you're supposed to daven, he brings that someone asked him, the Masha's Kasha, how could you daven for someone else to do Tshuva? So he says what we're really davening is that Hashem should expose these people to Tzadikim and give them the opportunity to be inspired to make the decision to do tshuva on their own. In other words, sometimes if a person's in the right place, in the right time, you hear the right shmuz, so then that's a chizuk for tshuva. And if you would have never been there, you would have never gotten that chizuk for tshuva. So obviously the decision that someone has to do tshuva or not, that's on their own. And a person can't be forced to do tshuva, and if he doesn't, and if he wants to do tshuva, so Hashem will help him. But the idea of someone being, having the siyata, the shmaya, we should say, to be in the right place at the right time, to be around the right people and get the inspiration to do tshuva, that could definitely be arranged. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, when we daven, that rishon, v'chol risha kerega toived, that their wickedness should go away, but they should do tshuva, how are we davening that people do tshuva? It's a pshat here in this bracha, and a pshat in that Gemara and brachas, that's what Rav Moshe is discussing directly, that Gemara and brachas, that the point is that Hashem should bring about a situation where they're inspired, and therefore they're able to make their own conscious decision to do tshuva. Okay, that's Rav Moshe's pshat there and that idea. So according to Nusach Ashkenaz over here, that's what we're davening as well. V'chol harisha kerega toivet, v'chol oivecha, we continue, v'chol oivecha, all of your enemies, mehera yikareisu, should speedily be cut down. Yikareisu, karis is a lashon of cutting. Mehera yikareisu, they should be cut down. Now what does it mean, oivecha, your enemies? So in the same, in the Oitzar HaTfilas, in the Pirish of the Iyun Tfilah, he says like this, that was the enemy of Hashem. The enemy, we're referring to the Minim. The Minim, the Apikursim, who already hate Hashem. Not someone who has wickedness in him, and we could daven v'chol harisha kerega toived, that they should do tshuva. This guy is already too far gone. He abandoned Yiddishkeit, he doesn't believe in Hashem, and he hates Hashem, so he's already in the Geder. Sometimes the Gemara says, a person is so far that ein maspikim biyadei, kimat ein maspikim biyadei, lasis tshuva, the Gemara says in Yuma, about someone who's a chayte, yomachte, a rabbim. So sometimes sometimes a person reaches a state where he's already too far. He's not going to do tshuva. There's no point in davening that he's going to do tshuva. So then we say, Meir Yikareisa, right away they should be cut down before they do any more damage. That's when we say the Oyevim, the enemy of Hashem, is not someone who succumbs to his Yetzahara sometimes. He's an enemy of Hashem. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He hates Hashem. And he abandons the Yiddishkeit Bechlal. That's someone who there's no hope for to do tshuva. And we daven that they should be Meir Yikareisa. Then we say the hazedim. Zedim are people who do averus b'mezid intentionally. What are we daven about them? Mehera, speedily sa'aker u'shaber u'smager v'sachnia for l'shaynus b'mehera v'yameinu. All these things should happen right away. So what are these four things? These are taych words that many people going through their life don't know the exact taychers over here. But the point is that we should get rid of them. And in Nusach Sfad, you add another few derogatory l'shaynus to make sure they're deep in the ground. But what's exactly the taych here? Ta'aker u'shaber u'smager v'sachnia. So it means like this. Ta'aker, you could figure out on your own, means to uproot. Right, akira is to uproot something. So mehira sa'aker means they should be uprooted. Usishaber is a lashon of shoiver, it's breaking, they should be broken. Usimager, ask 10 people what usimager means, you'll see if they know. Hopefully after today, you'll be from the one out of maybe 100 who know what usimager means. Usimager literally means to throw down. It means they should be thrown down. Where do you find this? There's a pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim pei tes, the pasuk says in pasuk mem hei, Tehillim Pei Tes Pasuk Mem Hei, it says V'chisoi la'aretz migarta, which means that you toppled the throne to the ground. V'chisoi, the throne of David HaMelech, la'aretz migarta, you threw it down. Mem Gimel Reish, it's a very uncommon shayrish, but the shayrish of Mem Gimel Reish is to be thrown down. So when we say se'aker, u'shaber, u'smager, it means they should be uprooted, they should be broken, they should be thrown down. V'sachnia means they should be humbled. Nachna. So the point is, these people who are zedim, who are wicked and do averus intentionally, they should be humbled, they should be thrown down from their lofty positions. B'meir v'yameinu, right away, speedily in our days. And the Iyun Tefillah, which is the pirush that we're going through here in this bracha, he really sets up all the parts of this bracha there in the Oitzar Tefillah Siddur, the pirush Iyun Tefillah. He contrasts that there's a difference between Oyevecha and Zedim. The Oyevecha, as we said, the ones who hate Hashem, are already too far gone. They're not going to do tshuva. So what do we daven? Mehera Yikareisu, just cut them down, get rid of them. V'hazedim are people who are du'averas, even b'mezid, but that's because they have a Yetzahara. They're not enemies of the faith. They're just, as the Iyun Tefillah says, they're captives of the Yetzahara. They're Pashat Shavuyim of the Yetzahara, because they always listen to the Yetzahara and do Averis. So on them we daven that they should have Hachna. When we say Sa'akerus, Shaberus, Mager, it doesn't mean they should be destroyed. It means they should be uprooted from their lofty positions and from the lofty dais where they feel that they're greater than us, and they, with their missionary work, try to convince us to go to their faith and to try to make sure Klal Yisrael stops doing Torah mitzvahs. So the Iker point is here, V'sachnia, that they should be humbled, and maybe they should come back to doing tshuva. That's why we say v'chol harisha kerega toiveid is referring to that. The wickedness should go away. The people should do tshuva. V'chol oivecha, those who already consider that they hate Hashem and they're not doing tshuva, so ma'ari yikareisu, get rid of them. V'hazedim, those people who ataka have the risha inside of them. They have the rishas. They're doing the averis b'mezid meheris ha'akerus shaberus ma'ger v'sachnia. They should be humbled and make sure that they change in order that they'll change their ways. V'meheira v'yameinu. By the way, it's an interesting bracha. Three times we have here the word mehera. Chaloyvecha mehera yikareisu v'azeidim mehera sa'akeres shaber v'ger v'sachnia b'mehera v'yameinu. Like, there's Shmuel HaKatan reiterated here three times that it should be mehera, because every second lost is mamish, could be a new yidin being lost to the faith, which is a future generations of Klal Yisrael. It's so important that Hashem take care of this right away. And we end off the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem shoiver oyevim u'machnia zeidim, which is exactly the two parts, the way the Iyun Tefillah has been explaining the whole bracha. Shoiver oyevim is the oyevim, the ones who are enemies of Hashem, that they're not going to do tshuva, so they should be broken. Hashem is the one who breaks the enemies. Umachnia zeidim, and he humbles the zeidim. The zeidim are the people who listen to the Yetzirah. As we said, they're not enemies of the faith, but they just always listen to the Yetzirah and hurt Klal Yisrael and snitch on Klal Yisrael. So then, Machnia Zeidim, we daven that Hashem should be Machnia them. So when we praise Hashem at the end of the bracha, we say Hashem is the one who breaks the enemies and who humbles the Zeidim. Just one thing, a practical aspect of Olam HaShinim is that these days, those early Christians and the Tzedukah and the Baisusim, they're not around anymore. Those aren't the people who were davening against these days. But even so, the Tefillah B'mkayma Emedes, we still daven these days. It's brought out in a sefer called Seder Hayoim. Seder Hayoyim lived a few hundred years ago. He was the one who actually was machaber the nusach of Moida Ani that we say in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah brings down right in the beginning to say Moida Ani lefanecha melechai v'chayam. The one who made that nusach, the Rishayim didn't say that nusach. The one who made that nusach was about 500 years ago, called the Seder Hayoyim, Rav Moshe ben Machir, a chashav yid from Tzvas. And in the Seder Hayoyim, when he goes through the different parts of the tefillah, so in the Vlam Hashinim, he says that even though those apikursim of those days were batlu, still, habracha nisha rabim kaima. Because as we know, in every generation, we don't... We're never free from them. B'chol dar v'dar, oimdim aleinu l'chaleisenu, as we'll say soon in V'hisha Amda, right? Every generation has their anti-Semites and the people who want to wipe us off the face of the earth, and the people even within our faith, in Klal Yisrael itself, that snitch to the government or to try to get us in trouble, and surely people of other faiths who try to convince us and persuade us to follow their religion. Unfortunately, the people who are trying to take us away from our Messiah are not always from the outside. There are people in the Israeli government and there are people throughout the world who are not only not sharing Torah mitzvahs themselves, but they made it a life's mission to make sure that the Messiah of Klal Yisrael should not continue, and the chinuch should only be a secular chinuch and not a Torah chinuch, and we shouldn't do mitzvahs. And when we daven v'chol arisha kerega toived, the wickedness within these people, if they're not too far gone, so the wickedness within these people should be humbled and they should come back to doing tshuva. And if they are far gone, so v'chol, if they're already considered enemies of Hashem, so then we daven me'eri yikareisu that they should be destroyed right away, in order that we should be able to preserve the Torah and mitzvahs, the kiyam of mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael, in order that we should be able to continue to serve Hashem exactly the way that we're supposed to. Okay, we'll stop here for today.